Welcome to the Tim and James universe.
Jimmy Jr., you done brushing your teeth? It's time for bed.
Yeah. Finally, I've been waiting to go to bed all day.
Why is that, son?
Because I'm tired, Daddy. I'm always tired.
Yeah, I've been meaning to talk to you about that. Do you know why you're always tired? Do you not sleep at night, son?
I figured it was growing pains because, you know, I'm a growing boy, as you always say. But,
yeah,
I don't know. I guess I'm up every hour. I shake up usually. I jolt up and then I look at the clock.
I'm afraid you're growing in the wrong direction, though, a little bit.
Oh, what do you mean?
Son, when I was your age, I was so active. I was free running across the Himalayas, and you're puffing and puffing walking from the bathroom to your room, and I'm concerned.
I'll get there eventually, Daddy. Right now I'm still young. I'm just kind of relaxing, you know. When I get older, that's when I'm sure stuff will change.
Well, Jimmy, for your sake, I certainly hope so. All right, Jimmy Jr. Well, hop on into bed.
All right. Let me go find my stepladder. There it is. Okay.
Yeah, I know the bed's pretty high up. It's 4 feet off the ground, but that's the one you wanted, so.
Yeah, it's because the mattress is so big and soft, and I just sink right in.
Yeah, you really wanted that Snorlax mattress.
Yeah, I love you, Daddy. You spoil me too much. I love you.
Yeah, I love you too there, buddy. There's a lot of my son to love. Okay, well, since you're all tuckered out, I'm just going to head out. I'll see you in the morning.
Oh, hold on. I want a story. I remember you saying that your daddy used to read you stories, and I figured, hey, you know what? Why not keep the tradition going?
Oh, my dad used to read me stories all the time. In hindsight, they were a little odd.
Oh.
But, you know, at least he took the time. I guess I could at least do the same.
Yay.
Go ahead and pull up a chair.
I want the same stories that you got read. Well, not the same stories, but I want stories like you were read.
Oh, the scary ones that traumatized me.
Yeah. Because mommy says I'm a spitting image of you, so I want the exact same stories.
Okay, I'm going to have to talk to her. Okay, well, I guess I better get started on the story before you pass out on me, huh?
yeah, it's getting sleepy, Daddy.
All right, getting something. All right. I do happen to have a little story up here in the old noodle. All right, here we go. This one is called, if I remember correctly, A Message from Your Personal Demons. Hello, my dear. You do not know who I am, but I know you. I am one of the three demons that were assigned to you at birth. You see, some people in this world are destined for greatness, destined to live happy, fulfilling lives. You, I am afraid, are not one of those people, and it's our job to make sure of that. Who are we? Oh yes, of course, how rude of me. Allow me to introduce us. Shame is my younger brother, the demon on your left shoulder. Shame tells you that you're a freak, that those thoughts you have aren't normal, that you will never fit in. Shame whispered into your ear when your mother found you playing with yourself as a child. Shame is the one who makes you hate yourself. Fear sits on your right shoulder. He's my older brother, as old as life itself. Fear fills every dark corner with monsters, turns every stranger on a dark street into a murderer. Fear stops you from telling your crush how you feel, that queen you love so much. He tells you it is better not to try than to let people see you fail. Fear makes you build your own prison. Who am I, then? I'm the worst of your demons, but you see me as a friend. You turn to me when you have nothing else, because I live in your heart. I am the one who forces you to endure. The one who prolongs your torment. Sincerely, Hope. Alright, little Jimmy Jr. Oh, I'm gonna head on out of here before you wake up, like you said. I gotta go talk to your mother.
Wow, that sure was a great episode, huh, gang? If you liked what you heard, and why wouldn't you, interact with us on social media. Follow us at TNJ Universe on Instagram. That's TNJ Universe. Or find us individually at Sandman Rios on Instagram and ZeroSignal316 on Instagram and Twitter. And we'll see you next time.
Fuck yeah!